Kingston Canadian Film Festival, running February 25th to March 1st. Check out the lineup and get tickets by visiting kingcanfilmfest.com.
On Saturday, February 7th, the Carr Harris Cup returns to CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in at 7 p.m. to catch the 140th anniversary clash between the Queen's Gaels and their crosstown rivals, the RMC Paladins. The Carr Harris Cup is more than just a game. It is a celebration of history, pride, and the Kingston community. And you can catch all the intense action on CFRC 101.9 FM.
This February, find where live art meets extended reality. Single Thread Theater presents PXR 2026, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, the Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
Weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities. Podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes. And spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
Well, I think it's time for you to have your lysergic acid. Drink this down and we'll be back after a while and see how you're doing.
Retrospect fans, Phil Gray here with another week of great music for you. And this week it is Psychedelic Obscurities. So we're going to range from proto-psych through to, some pretty weird late psych. By the end of this episode, we got it underway with a band called The Spectrum 5, a 1966 45 on a label called Montgomery, with the A-side all psyched out from this obscure band, The Spectrum 5. Continuing with tracks out of the States before we get into more far-flung parts of the world, The Velvet Illusions from Yakima, Washington. The band's best known for a track called Acid Head, which was in fact an anti-drug song about a woman suffering from drug addiction. Hardly surprising, radio stations refused to promote the single, mistaking it for support of recreational drug use. But we have, from The Velvet Illusions, a track called Hippie Town. It's Retrospect.
Into a coma. They ranted. They fainted. Their eyes were glassy.
Retrospect.
I don't know when I'm coming back, my gave you some before.
Yeah, but I want to get very far out.
Three tracks out of the States, The Velvet Illusions, Hippie Town, followed by The Coffee Beans, Coffee with a K. Band out of Maryland, off the Psychedelic States, Maryland, in the 60s comp, Coffee Beans with Been a Long Time, another obscurity, band which I know nothing about. Finally in the set, a band called Cycle, C-Y-K-L-E, title track from their 1969 album. The song's called Walk Out of My Mind, although there was also a track called Walking Through My Mind on that same LP. Originally released 1969, formed a year earlier in North Carolina, originally called the Glory Cycle. Just 500 copies printed originally, and the band sounding much more like they came from a couple of years earlier, around 1966. Cycle, Walk Out of My Mind.
Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Right, over to the UK, a band called Jigsaw, who released a 45 on Fontana called Lollipop and Goody Man. This is the B-side, Seven Fishes, from England's Jigsaw.
I don't need anyone at all.
in and turn on with Phil Gray's Retrospect, your number one source for 60s garage, freak beat, and psychedelia.
Times of rapid change produce anxiety and escape from anxiety. And parents have been put on the defensive by neighbors, the police, teachers, all of whom equate long hair or being different with drugs. Behind every head of long hair does not lurk a mind distorted by drugs. Some of the most thoughtful, studious, alert, and eager minds belong to our sons and daughters.
To you. In
Psychedelic Obscurities, Jigsaw out of the UK with Seven Fishes, then The Great Society, definitively American psychedelia, of course, San Francisco circa 65 and 66, part of that burgeoning rock scene, The Great Society evolving into Jefferson Airplane. Great Society, early take, unreleased version of Somebody to Love, then we had Deviled Ham, 1968 LP, the band formed out of the remains of the Ascots and the Whitewash. As the Whitewash, they were developing a long-form piece called The Raven, described as a 20-minute psychedelic tour de force based on the medley of the Electric Prunes' I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night and the theme song from a recently released motion picture, Rosemary's Baby, over which they recited Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven. Got a lot of notice and was to become the centerpiece of their next LP. Returned to New York, had a recording session at Bell Sound Studios, and had a full-length 20-minute promotional video filmed for the song, The Raven, which actually took up the whole of the B-side of that album. So The Whitewash became Deviled Ham, and we had their somewhat more normal-sounding cover of I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. Finally in the set, The Bag. The song's called Red, Purple, and Blue from the Real Psychedelic Rock Essentials LP by The Bag. I'm not entirely certain that this is the same Bag, which is a band out of the Netherlands, who formed 1969, disbanded the same year. They were known for a track called Trip Dream, very Pink Floyd-like. The song we had, though, Red, Purple, and Blue, I can't quite attribute to the Netherlands band. Anyway, I'm going to call it Netherlands, The Bag, Red, Purple, and Blue.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Let's get deeper into the Dutch scene with the Outsiders out of Amsterdam. Popular 65 through to 67, but they did release stuff through to 1969. The Outsiders. This is Happyville.
Lucas. We'll be right back. Psychedelic, baby. That's what it's all about.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelic.
Three more tracks out of the Netherlands scene, The Outsiders with Happyville, then The Zips from Dordrecht, evolved out of the Beattown Skifflers and The Moving Strings, disbanded 1968, The Zips with Genesis, and finally, lesser-known Dutch band called The Nickels, more of a pop-rock band, formed in The Hague 1965. By 1969, they changed their name to The Fairy Tale. We had She Had a Name to Find Out, B-side of their 1969 Gotta Go single.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Back over to the UK now, for a band that emerged out of a soul and blues band called the Five Proud Walker, who supported Pink Floyd on tour, which influenced their change in direction, became more psychedelic, renamed themselves Elmer Gantry's Velvet Opera, started making appearances around London clubs using electronic backing sounds, got a deal with Direction Records, a subsidiary of CBS. First released in 1967. A little bit later, they had a song called Mary Jane, which was kicked off the BBC for obvious reasons. Here is Elmer Gantry's Velvet Opera. This is Mother Rights.
Small. It tells me the time. Awful Donald. out of the silvery clouds of our room, the soft mechanic. Stretch, Levi's, are made of funny fabric. Have you ever felt funny fabric?
Almost at the end of this week's Psychedelic Obscurity episode, we had Elmer Gantry's Velvet Opera with Mother Rights, then Sop with Camel out of San Francisco, won the 1960s album, self-titled in 1967. And we took a track obviously not off any album. It was in fact a radio spot for Levi's Jeans, Sop with Camel. Then finally, first time on the show, short-lived psychedelic group from the Bromley area of the UK, although two members had played in Bowie's early band, the Conrads, and there were some rumours of the band being from Ireland, but no, from Bromley. They're called Pregnant Insomnia, 1967 45 RPM single on a label called Direction, the track Wallpaper. Wrapping up this Psychedelic Obscurities episode with a band called Popera Cosmic. I've spoken about them on the show before. For a long time, a mythical LP, France's first dedicated psychedelic album, and considered somewhat of a blueprint for concept albums out of France that followed, based on a concept created in part by a teenage Jean-Michel Jarre. It was released in 1969, almost immediately deleted, so it remained very obscure. Popera Cosmic. This is called Aurora Cosmic. Wrapping our show this week, thanks for joining me. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Yeah.
with Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Pink Velvet, the sophomore single from Kingston-based rap duo D98, consisting of N98 Productions and Jacques Dupel, also featuring a verse from American rapper Black Sam. Following up on their 2025 single ADHD, Pink Velvet is laced with hypnotic production, chill energy, and a luxurious performance by Black Sam. The song discusses the finer things in life, from high-end vacations to making the most of a bad situation, and waxing lyrically on how far you've come because of your craft. It's rich, intoxicating, and is a sneak peek at more to come as the duo builds to their debut album this summer. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Pink Velvet on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi. How you holding up, Nate? We good? We good? Yeah. Yeah, we chillin'. One time. Hey.
She wanna smoke pink velvet. She wanna look at the sky, but them stars on my wrist, I'm way too selfish. Waterfront dining, and I just can't help it. Bay by the shoreline, cake by the ocean, soaking the moon with the fork on the shellfish. Yeah. She wanna smoke pink velvet.
I keep my hands clean, smoking my lungs, pink rolled up in the paper. She been waiting on a man to save her. Hop on a plane, Montreal to Jamaica, parasailing in the heart of Barbados. Red stripe, jerk chicken Alfredo, Pier 1, Montego Bay, blue riptide, black salmon fillet, high as can be. She wanna smoke pink velvet with me. Head spinning, float away with the leaves. Palm trees blow away in the breeze. Ride the jet ski, Caribbean seas. Green tea gave her something to see. Pink velvet, now she looking at me. Pink velvet, now she down on her knees.
She wanna smoke pink velvet. She wanna look at the sky, but them stars on my wrist, I'm way too selfish. Waterfront down and I just can't help it. Baked by the shoreline, cake by the ocean, soaking the moon with the fork of the shellfish. Yeah, she wanna smoke pink velvet.
Young Ken Dryden, looking for that six of cups. Girls wanna pull my tarot, spinning 45s on indica. Cold 45s in the fridge by a tomahawk steak. I'ma see her when I hit that brush. She monologue praise. Wanna talk dates till I got this place. I'm princess love. That flower capricious. We kick it in hour like Vinny done split it. That seven stay on my shirt. That smoke smell never gonna leave my linen. Rocks my skin cause my wristband grim. Invisibly rich in a bungalow kitchen. Eating fantastic, no money and stretching. Converse about hope like a torch. Forbidden, she grinning, yeah.
Smoking on velvet. Palm trees with the shellfish. Pink smoke from the outlet. Fuck, I'ma keep me jealous.
Crossbody got me a printer. Checkerboard chocolate tinted. The chicken within it is new, but the leather is vintage. Interior Benjamin sent it. Yeah, fruits of my labor for a minute. Apologize if I've been slurring my sentence. Yeah, don't gotta throw me no spinach. My pattern on all of the styles of infinity. Issa Laurent, she get what she want. Yeah, nothing off limits. She's got in a grill. You can tell by my grimace. The stones in the give it a brilliant finish. I got it. All of my references, hope